Welcome back to another episode of Senior Living Today. Today, I am joined by our clinical team, Kara and Stephanie. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Hello.
Can we start by having you introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about your role at the Ohio Masonic Communities and how long you've worked here.
I'm Kara Weil. I am the Regional Director of Clinical Services for Ohio Masonic Communities. I have been an employee here for 15 years now.
I'm Stephanie Brezina. I'm the Corporate Clinical Training Manager for Ohio Masonic Communities. I have been a part of the company for almost 19 years now.
Well, thank you both again for joining me today. And we're going to actually talk about the Ohio Masonic Communities Memory Care Programming, Connecting Realities. So from my understanding, this programming aims to meet our memory care residents where they're at in their reality and help them thrive by connecting who and what they were at various points in their life with who they are today. So can you tell us more about this programming, what it is, and some of the benefits that it has for our memory care residents?
Sure. So this programming started back when we first opened our very first dementia community. And at the time, we did a very good job at housing people with dementia, but we didn't engage them. And so we recognized that we wanted to come up with a program that would help people with dementia to thrive and not just live there. So that's how our program started. We had a team of people that worked on this together, and we developed a way of connecting the resident from who they were into where they are and who they are now. And it really focuses on what they are able to do and not what they can't do.
So I know an integral part of the staff training element of Connecting Realities is Embodied Labs. What is Embodied Labs?
So Embodied Labs is our virtual reality training. People put on the headset and they are the person with dementia. They step into their shoes and they really get a feel for what our residents are going through on a day-to-day basis. It's only an 8 to 10 minute little snippet, but to the person that's doing it, it feels like a lifetime. So it really helps with their empathy, with knowing how to maybe approach certain people, and really be conscious of everything that's going around in the unit.
And do you ever use this tool with families?
Absolutely. We use it with families, with resident caregivers, with other community members as well, because we do have a couple of higher functioning people that maybe aren't living in our memory care units, but are still part of our communities. And they still need to know how to interact with their loved ones or their friends that are now being affected by dementia.
So I know another component of Connecting Realities is using technology to provide person-directed and resident-centered care. One tool used is Never Too Late. What is that and how does it benefit residents?
So It's Never Too Late is another computer-based program. It is interactive. We're able to customize it to the resident. It can involve families. It can involve families from other states. They can remote in. We can Zoom on it. We can maybe pull up old pictures of their old houses to reminisce. You can use it independently or you can use it in a group setting as well.
And then I know another piece of technology that's newer that has been implemented in the memory care buildings is a Lucent table. What is a Lucent table?
The Lucent table is a interactive projector that projects images down on a table. And these images actually look like they have come to life. So the residents are able to go, and if there's a pile of leaves on the table, they can actually use their hands and scoop up the leaves and move them around the table. And it has a series of different games to help people stay engaged and to also redirect. Each game is only about 2 minutes long, and then it changes. And this is very important because it helps keep the attention span of the residents that are engaged in interacting with it.
The great thing about both the It's Never Too Late computer as well as Lucent Table is it's meant for residents with dementia of all stages. You don't have to be just a certain stage in your dementia to use and benefit from these things. It has something for literally for everyone.
And for the Lucent Table, is that something that residents also participate in together as a group? Is it more of an individual activity?
So it could be used multiple ways. We can use it as an activity that we gather people together and do it together. A lot of times residents just come into the room and engage with the table on their own, and they will do that in pairs. And
we often start with one and end up with many because they see somebody else doing it and somebody else doing
and
it.
And they want to come see
and they come in and they leave and they come in and they leave. And that's perfect. That's exactly what it's for.
And sometimes we have residents that maybe are having a hard time, and they're needing to have an outlet. And when that happens, this is a really great tool for our staff to be able to bring the resident into the room and turn on the table and interact with them. And it's a really great way of changing the environment and getting them to interact with our staff and maybe not remember the problem that they were having.
So I know another way that the Ohio Masonic Communities engages memory care residents is with companion pets. So these robotic pets, I know, help to decrease stress, anxiety, and depression in our residents. How did these pets come to be?
A lot of times we have had residents that have come to our community that used to have animals, and they've had a dog or a cat their entire life. And that is something that is a hard transition for people to leave their pets, or if they're no longer able to take care of a pet. And so we have found that, especially our residents with various stages of dementia, that when they have transitioned into our units, we have found that they've missed their cat or their dog. And so we have been able to introduce these animatronic pets, and it has provided comfort and companionship for those residents.
It also increases socialization because you see a resident petting a cat or a dog barking, and, you know, most people are really drawn to that. So they come up and they start petting it, and then they start talking about animals, what animals they had, what animals they like. So it really, it increases the socialization factor as well.
And what kind of pets are available for residents?
We have cats, we have dogs, and we have birds currently.
Can you talk a little bit more about the birds?
Yes. So our birds are called Walker Squawkers. And they we have a bluebird and a redbird, and they actually sit on top of the walker. And it is actually meant for the resident to remember their walker so that they're not walking away from their assistive device that's needed. The bird will sing them a little song, and it will even remind them to come back to the walker.
And it's all done by motion sensors.
So I know also life stations are strategically positioned around the entire memory care unit and offer residents another opportunity to connect with who they were in the past and where they are now. Can you talk about what the life stations are and the benefits that those have for our residents?
Yeah, so our life stations, we sat back one day and said, hey, what can we do? What else can we do? We can't tear down walls. We can't change the building, but we can change what we have in the building. So we've set up different areas throughout the unit to anywhere from a home office with a blank check so they can write bills and pay bills after dinner, to a garage workshop where they can go and maybe put together a birdhouse, to laundry stations where they can fold their laundry. And it's really meant for residents to maybe not verbalize what the units or those spaces are used for, but know instinctively, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing here. And it gives them maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes of an activity. That 5 to 10 minutes is worth everything that we've done.
we've had residents that have been housewives and mothers, and instinctively that is where they may be at in their dementia process. And so they will go and pick up a baby from the nursery, even though that is a baby doll, and they will take care of that baby all day. They will go and want to clear the table and help set the table, and very home-like environment is what the stations provide.
It just goes back to the whole connecting realities, to what who they were to who they are and where they are.
Well, I want to thank both of you again for joining me today to talk more about Connecting Realities, the memory care programming that we offer at the Ohio Masonic Communities. For everyone listening, if you want to learn more about our memory care programming, you can visit our website. Once again, please make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast, and we will be back in 2 weeks with another new episode.